Good evening, one and all. A Sunday, and yes, this is me, Barry, with another book and a chat. Well, I've got a great guest for you today. Well, can I say she is an actor, a mentor, a mother, a performer, a producer, a public speaker, a translator. She has been in the entertainment since the age of five, being in sitcoms from about seven, treading the boards from that age, growing up with some pretty famous people she was meeting at those times. And along with that, she's also trained and educated quite a few people who've appeared on TV, from American Idol to pop groups to opera, teenage opera singers, are hot hip-hop dancers. She is also an American Ambassador of the Arts Peace Awards, has received the honour for that, and she's also received the Motion Picture Association with the Diamond Rose Award in Entertainment. And now she is sharing her knowledge with all of us, not just, I might add, to help with singing performances, but I think to help with performances for speakers, or even that horrible presentation you've got to give to the board next week. It all helps with that stuff. But I better introduce her, haven't I? Because on the show today, I have the one and only Pepper J. Hi, Pepper. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great, Barry. How are you today?
I'm fine. I better warn everybody that you are out in the desert, and if we lose you, we'll have to try and contact you again. But we will carry on the show and hope that we keep a good line going.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot.
Okay. As I said on the intro yesterday, your own treading the board, so to speak, started at the age of five.
Yes. You know, my family and the people around me were in the entertainment industry, and I just was doing it just like any kid would do anything. I didn't think much about it.
Right. And I mean, was it your grandmother's best friend was Sophie Tucker, of all people?
Right, and most of your audience may not know, Sophie Tucker was the last of the Great Hot Mamas.
Yep.
Yes, and she was an entertainer.
But pretty heavy.
She was like 5x5.
Uh-huh.
She wore a great hat, and she opened quite a bit for the Rat Pack.
Yes, she did. That's right. So, I mean, she was like the opening act for them, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. I just spoke to Marty Allen, the legendary comic, a couple of weeks ago. And he was telling me he worked with Sophie in Florida many decades ago. It's a small, small world.
Right. I mean, obviously, if you went and saw her and stuff like that, you sort of saw, like, Sammy Davis and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra and stuff like that.
Yes, and I swam in Peter Lawford's pool with his children or nieces or whatever. So it's a very remarkable beginning, I have to say.
But then you yourself appeared in your own, in several TV sitcoms, including The Real McCoys,
which was very interesting to me. You know, when I watched The Real McCoys, it was an outside show, but when I went to the studio to film it, it was inside at CBS Studios. So it was quite surprising to me that an outside cabin really was inside with lights everywhere. Oh, Barry, there were lights on the ceiling, on the wall. I was just like, oh, this is fun. This is a really good kind of make-believe.
Right. See, I can remember a friend of mine, his dad was a carpenter on one of the film sets, and we went to see they were filming Where Eagles Dare at the time, and I couldn't get over the fact that the scene on top of the cable car was there in the studio, like you said. You know, you know, this is meant to be outside, and yet you see it when you see it in the film, you couldn't tell it was inside, sort of thing.
No, because the eye sees what the eye expects.
Exactly. But you carried on with that sort of career, and then you sort of did some teaching, again, with drama and dance, and then you went into law, of all things. Now, this is interesting to me because I have been saying over the last 3 or 4 years, there has been an increase in lawyers and doctors writing books. And I think the doctors are writing more books now because people don't have to read their handwriting like they used to have in the past, so they can type it on the computer. And then the lawyers, let's face it, after all, they're telling stories after time anyway. So it's interesting that you went on from you know, presenting stuff in front of audiences to presenting stuff in front of audiences, but this time the audience was the court of law.
Yes, judges and juries. And I'll tell you, you know, I teach performance skills, and really need good performance skills when you're speaking to a judge or a jury. True.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, you see enough of some of these people, they can present a losing case, but the way they present it, you know, suddenly it's innocent. I mean, look at O.J. Simpson.
That's right. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
You're right. You've now formed a company, Pepper J Productions, and with that, you do a lot of mentoring, and you work still on both sides of the camera, I might add, as well, but with actors and speakers. And you've mentored, I say, for better word, educated, but you've done sort of American Idol people and all sorts of other people.
My partner and I started Pepper J Productions, I think it was in 1990. John Michael Ferrari is an amazing creative person, both as a director, as a songwriter, as an entertainer. And I started by coaching him. And then, I don't know how that happened, but he started coaching with me. And now he's really a better teacher than I have, and I am in a lot of respects. And we've had the honor to see numerous of our students, our clients over the years, not only make their goals become reality, but surpassed whatever goal that they really had in their mind. And that, as for any kind of teacher or coach, really is the best payment. You know, it's the best feeling in the world.
And you do sort of cover like podcasts and that as well. You've got sort of like, I think you've got your sort of three channels, Actors Reports, Actors Entertainment, and Actors Radio, or something like that. You cover as well. So you do sort of still, as I said, both sides of the camera, because you still do some filming and stuff like that. Which do you like best, the actual live performing or the actual, being the producer?
I enjoy being an actress. I really enjoy that a lot. I enjoy public speaking, and particularly in the last year, the public speaking has taken me to Nigeria, the Middle East. I just came back from France, meeting people all over the country, and, you know, teaching performance skills. Usually it's performance skills for everyday living. But sometimes I'm teaching for teachers or lawyers or public speakers or singers or actors. You know, you have excellent performance skills. Well, you should, because you're a radio personality host. And I can see why people want to keep listening to you. But I wanted to ask you, you're also a singer, aren't you?
I'm a what?
Do you sing?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes,
I wanted to ask you, what kind of music do you sing?
As I used to be for 5-6 years, I was a karaoke DJ. You have to be able to sing everything. You have to be able to sing from heavy stuff to country, to duets, to, you know, depends on the audience you have there. So whereas, I saw people on some of these shows were brilliant. You know, they could do one or two songs and they did the same songs every week after week after week. I go in there and I do whatever. And these days, I must admit, I do write a lot of parodies and I perform the parodies more. I always try and sing a couple of proper songs first off. And after that, I do parodies. So,
parodies are fun. I thought that was a very, very, very nice to know that you're a singer, because, singing song performance, whether you're recording or you're in front of an audience, is so very important, and you must have learned that. We call that learning, what they call that? You're learning on the job.
Right.
You know, the school of hard knocks. You're out there doing it.
Oh, my goodness. People don't realize it's very hard and very tiring to run these shows. I can remember there was a... We did a show at Buffalo Bills in Monroe here in, or Newtown, one of the two in Connecticut here. And, you know, as normal, you sort of do the first song and then you get the people up and they do that. And of course, after every one, you've got to sort of give a good hand for so-and-so, you know. Well, these two blonde bimbos, for want of a better word, got up and they did Barbie Girl, which was funny because they couldn't sing and it was the epitome of them. And everybody just laughed. It went down great, you know, big have that. Next time they got up, they handed me their song slip, and it was Free Bird, like 11 minutes of this song. We had people with blood coming out their ears. I tell you. And I still have to stand up there and say, well, that was good. That was interesting. You know, let's give a good hand for some. It's hard to do. It's when you get some.
Yes, well, but you're the host and you're an actor and a presenter and
you've got to
a celebrity, so that's what you do, and you do what you have to. That's great.
Yeah,
I mean, it feel good.
It does. I had a place for about 3 years. I did shows, but they wanted me to stop certain people singing, and I said, "No, it's, you know, for want of a better, it's not American's Got Talent or something. This is karaoke. This is people enjoying themselves and having a good time, you know." And I said, "If you want to stop the people singing, you put a notice up saying that people who haven't got a certain level of talent can't sing." I wasn't going to stop them. Anyway, getting back to you, as I said, along the way, you've now produced your book, which is called Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible, where you
Dynamic
go...
Dynamic Song Performance, yes, The Singer's Bible.
Yes, where as you go through, it's not just how to play in front of the, you know, your own improvement, but it's also how to work with the audience and a philosophy of how to do it. But what I could see as well in it, that John Michel Ferrari works with you in the book as well, and I think there's some photographs.
John Michael Ferrari.
Michael Ferrari. Yeah, but it's not just the vocal. It's the emotional, it's the mental part, and not just of the singing performance. To my mind, as you said, public speaking, and also I think it helps for people to do in a work environment. You know, I know if my own work environment, you know, I get invited to meetings because they know that if something's got to be said, I'm going to say it. Whereas other people sit there. When I first came to America, the first meeting I was at, I was like sitting with a load of nodding donkeys. You know, the manager said so, and they went, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And then we get outside and they start moaning and groaning, yeah.
I got that.
So when you created, obviously the book is bringing in all your experience and everything like that. What was it you set out to do with this book?
Well, I'm writing three books: one for public speaking, one for everyday living, and one for singing.
The singing
just happened to be done first. But I am shocked that the vast majority of people that buy Dynamic Song Performance are not singers. I thought it would be people that want to be professional singers or have fun with singing or karaoke or want to sing at parties. But in truth and fact, most of the people are not singers. They just use the performance skills for doing whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
I received a letter from an eighth grader. He had to give a book report. He was terrified. John and I were helping this young 24-year-old that had a job on the phone, and she was going to get fired because she didn't sound grown up enough. Another gal was scared of like speaking to people when she goes out on dates. I was just really shocked that the skills are so applicable across the board. I was not prepared for that.
You see, I can totally agree with you that there is this lack of that sort of thing. I know when I was growing up, you know, we did the sort of scout gang shows and, you know, the school plays and stuff like that. And we did that sort of thing. I remember from my senior short school, from 11 onwards, every Saturday, I used to read the report out of the rugby matches from the Saturday. You know, and it all helps you do that. You don't have that anymore. There's no... education, if that's a word, but there's no direction to help people with this sort of thing that they're going to find as they go on in life.
That's absolutely true. I think that things are changing a little bit in a better direction for that, but you're absolutely correct. Yes, you are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Within the book, as you said, you've got the other two books coming along, but it just shows you the amount of diverse people that are reading it, that this sort of thing is wanted.
It really is wanted, because people want to be themselves, but they want to be the best they can be. And if it makes the difference of how you speak to your manager, so not to get a raise, or how to audition for an acting part, or interview for a job. And people are performing all the time. Teachers to parents, teachers to students, lawyers, like we were saying earlier, you know, to whoever. And it really, I think, is helpful. And really, it's not the great American novel. It's a textbook. It's just a how-to book.
Yeah.
There's a guide on maybe how to speak to people a little more respectfully. So that you, it's all about audience psychology. It's not really about what you're doing or not doing. It's about the audience reaction to you. Whether it's an audience of 1, 10, or 10,000, they have a reaction to you based on your performance.
Yeah, I mean,
and so that's what it's about.
Obviously, you know that yourself, and I could tell that, you know. You know when you've got an audience. You know when the audience aren't listening. You know, as soon as you start, you know when the audience are listening, and you know if, you know, if you're singing something and suddenly, you know they're listening. Yeah, I've been to places where you could hear a pin drop when somebody sung something. I've been to other places where you couldn't hear the singers because of the voice over the top, because the people just haven't got it. And in fact, that's the reason I started doing these shows, because I had my own book and I went on some shows and the hosts were terrible. I thought, well, I can do better than that. I enjoy a good chat. So I started on these shows like 4 or 5 years ago, and here we are about 1,100 shows later. You know?
Oh, I'm proud of you. That's wonderful, wonderful. Well, people can find out more about me at pepperjay.com.
Okay.
That's my name, PepperJay.com.
We'll pick that up.
And there's also a link there to where you can buy Dynamic Songs Performance, The Singer's Bible, on Amazon. I'm very reachable. You can contact me through social media if you have questions. And I do take a few clients once in a while. But, you know, I'm happy to take phone calls or a short Skype session if you have any questions about anything in the book, really and truly.
But what about your awards? I mean, this... as you said, you've been abroad and stuff, and I guess that was as the American Ambassador for Arts for Peace?
Right, Arts for Peace. I have traveled for them, and part of it is just as a public speaker. I like, when I do as an ambassador, I speak about peace. Peace begins with me. When I go as a public speaker, I talk about dynamic performance skills. Usually dynamic performance skills for everyday living.
Right.
And that's, I just came back from the Paris Appreciation Awards. That was lovely. Just lovely. I love meeting new people.
Can't beat it. What about this Diamond Rose Award? I mean, that's something special, isn't it?
You know, I feel very blessed. It's wonderful. People have recognized me and have awarded me. And just... you know, it's really a nice feeling, you know. Not to mention they give you a nice plaque or a diploma or a beautiful statue or something. But the motion picture, what's it called? The Multicultural Motion Picture Association. That particular award, the Diamond Rose Entertainment Award for 2016, that was really special. I was frankly pretty shocked.
Did you know about it, or were you just invited there and suddenly they announced that you'd won it?
I knew about it, and I knew I was nominated. I did not know I won the award.
Oh, right. And so you've been to Nigeria, was it? And France, I think you said recently. I mean, it must be good going to these countries to present, you know, not only the fact yourself and everything, but the piece of, what am I talking about? The Arts for Peace place. I mean, it must be great to see these people. I know I had somebody on the show the other day from Nigeria, an author, and it's really great chatting to these people from all around the world.
Right, it really is. We flew into Lagos on the west coast, Nigeria, and it was very interesting. In the south and in the east, there was lots of bombings while I was there. It was relatively safe where we were. We were about 3 hours out of the big city, and it was a trip of a lifetime. I was just, they treated me like royalty.
It
was amazing. I was so appreciative of me coming and sharing. I spoke at the Polytechnic University. It was the first graduation that university had ever had. And, the governor and all the senators and all the Nigerian African costumes. Oh, my goodness, so beautiful.
That's lovely, lovely. You said, you know, this dynamic song performance, The Singer's Bible, is your first book, and you've got two others on the go?
Yes, I've been so busy I haven't really gotten to finish them yet, but I'm really excited with the how it's been received, the dynamic song performance. I'm thrilled. Really, all I wanted to do was just share my thoughts and my teachings with people. Now that I don't teach public school anymore. I don't teach, I do seminars and workshops when they hire me to do that, but. It's right. Just nice when you have a knowledge to share it in a book.
Well, I think that's right. I think, no matter what you do, people write these books, whether it's we get people who've had an illness or abuse or gone through and stuff like that, to share with people.
Exactly.
Not only helps the people who are writing it, obviously the people who are reading it, especially if it's a novel, then they can put themselves in the position of the person, etc. But the person who's writing it, the fact that you can share, and just a little, just if you help one person along the way, what more can you ask for, sort of thing?
It's such a wonderful feeling, isn't it, Barry? It really is.
Right. With the response you've had, as you were saying, the number of different people and different reasons why people have sort of picked up your book and are enjoying reading it, and he said it surprised you. Does it sort of still happen? Are you still getting all these sort of different reasons that people are learning your book, not just to improve their singing, etc., but their life in general?
It's really been an amazing response, and it really does help life in general.
Yeah.
And I think there's something in it for everyone. And if you're feeling like you are, strapped for cash, you don't want to go to Amazon to buy it, check out your library, because it's been put in several libraries, Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. It's not all about money. It's more about sharing ideas.
Exactly. I think that's one of the most the most precious gifts you can give to people, is to share stuff with them,
and
hope it improves their life along the way.
Exactly.
What about
exactly?
Are you sort of doing any mentoring at the moment? Have you got any up and coming stars we've got to look out for?
That's an interesting question. I'm trying to say what I can say to you and what I can't.
There's stuff you can't say. Okay.
Right. So there are several people right now that I'm working with that have already made it, but they come back for sort of updates or questions or refresher courses. And I don't really feel comfortable in name dropping right now.
Right.
Let's just
say you are still helping people, even though they might have made it.
Are
still helping people.
Right.
And I
live in Pahrump, Nevada, about an hour outside of Las Vegas. Most of my coaching these days with John Michael Ferrari, we coach by Skype.
Skype. Yep.
That's amazing. Or just FaceTime phone. Or there's a couple other modern things that people, Zoom meetings, an unbelievable amount of things you can just look at the people and coach them. The modern digital world, I'll tell you that, Barry.
Believe me, as I said, over 1,000 shows now, without leaving the chair. Oh no, I did one outside broadcast down the local brewery for the first Christmas here. But apart from that, here I am sitting in the chair and I'm talking to people from all over the world, literally. I think I've worked it out. I've covered something like about 27 different countries so far, so it's
beautiful,
just amazing.
Well, And you, Barry, it's been so wonderful chatting with you.
My pleasure.
I'm just so thrilled to be on a book and a chat. I love your concept and stuff. I'm afraid that I may be losing you pretty soon here.
That's okay. Well, I'll say thank you for now, and I will read out the information so we get all the information out as well. So, Pepper, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Good luck with the book.
Thank you, Barry, and don't be a stranger.
Okay, speak to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Right, bye-bye. Well, there you go. My guest then, she said, we're just in a sort of place where, as she said, she's in the desert, so we lose the phone. We just got it through. That's the important thing. Pepper J, wonderful lady. You name it, she's done it. Got the T-shirts, been there, educated the people, sung the song, appeared on the stage. Great stuff. And her book, which is called, let's get it right, get the full title, Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. But as we were saying, and as you can see if you look on Amazon and read the reviews and what it's about, it's not just about singing. It's about presenting the physical, emotional, mental song performance skills required for basically performing. But that could be in everything. That could be in reading the audience. That could be in a meeting at work. That could be in, as she said, people who were a bit reluctant, issues with phone conversations or chatting to people on the day. Or everything that can help you, the communication in this modern day. She teaches, obviously, skills performance with songs and some great people she's taught. But it does go, as well as the fundamentals, it goes through to the novice singers and the people who dream about the stuff, or people who just have present things, or got some issues with nerves or what have you when you go and present, be it standing up in a local karaoke, or be it at work presenting a meeting, or at school even, when you have to read a paper out. Great book, Dynamic Song Performance, The Singer's Bible. Or just look up Pepper J. As she said, you can find her on Pepper and the letter J. P-E-P-P-E-R, letter J. Pepper J. That's just the letter J.com. And you can read all about her and about her company on there. So I hope you enjoyed it. I think it's a fascinating lady. And I tell you, it's a book that you could really, a lot of people I can see in the work environment, in home environment, or just in life, would find very useful. Well, that's it for now. I'll be back on Tuesday, but until then, as always, I have one thing left to say. Don't forget.